Okay.
Good. So the Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Beis tells us that the chasan is pater from Kriyat Shema for the first four nights of the marriage. And the Gemara says, "May love the tarid." Can you machlokas the Gemara whether it's tarid de boil meival or tarid de lo boil? But what's clear from the Gemara is that the exemption from Kriyat Shema is based on the concept of tarid, that he's preoccupied. So the question that I want to raise first is, what's the relationship between the patur of tarid and the patur of osek mitzvah pater mitzvah? And it seems that we have at least three shitos in the Rishonim. The first is picked out by Rashi in our Sugya in Daf Vav Amud Beis. Rashi here says that tarid itself, the preoccupation, seems to be an instance, a particular instance of a more general concept of osek mitzvah pater mitzvah. His Rashi in Dir Maskel Ma'ilav, he says, "Hai de pater mikriyashma mishum de tarid v'mitzvah." So he explains tarid based off the concept of osek. Rashi and Brachos says something almost identical. The Gemara there has two limudim, one for osek mitzvah patur and a mitzvah, and one for tarid. Rashi says, why do you need a second limud for tarid if it's midin osek mitzvah? He says the limud is just to expand the cases of osek. You would have thought that osek means some sort of physical engagement. And here the chassan is not physically engaged, the chassan is only mentally preoccupied. So kamashman, that osek b'mitzvah includes cases of mentally being osek in a mitzvah as well. Okay, so the case of tarid is just an expansion of the general din of osek mitzvah patur in a mitzvah. The Ran in Sukkah and Daf Chafhei also has this idea, because there when the Ran is trying to prove that we have osek mitzvah patur in a mitzvah even when efshar l'kayim shneim, the Ran brings a raya from the case of chassan. He says the chassan is tarid, surely he could be mechaving daito for a minute to say Kriyat Shema. So you see that in general, osek mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah is true even if efshar l'kayim shneim. Okay, so you just bring a raya from tarid for the general principle of osek mitzvah. The Sefer Abatim also has this shita. Sefer Abatim in Hilchos Kriyat Shema. So on the line where he says that a chasan is patur mishum tirda, he says v'hu adin kola osek b'malecha shemayim. Right, so it's not the general din of osek mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah that allows you to expand somebody who's just involved in something that's melech ha-shamayim. We'll see later what melech ha-shamayim is, but it's not a concrete mitzvah. Somebody who's selling tcheles. Right, so you work at Eichler's. Okay, so you're patur mikol ha-mitzvah samuras b'torah. Okay, so good job. So he says that din of, it's the din of tirda that tells you that osek b'melech ha-shamayim is patur min ha-mitzvah, but not what we would strictly call osek. Okay, so once again, tir does the expansion of osek mitzvah to include all these quasi cases. What was that? Sefer Abatim. The Meiri clearly objects to this line of reasoning. And you can just see the Meiri here points out that since the chasana already happened, okay, or once he already does the maisa be'ila and he's just tarid b'chasana, he says, "Eino tarid l'ikur ha-maisa." He says, you can't invoke osek mitzvah here, because there's not a significant enough of a maisa mitzvah to latch onto. Okay, so while Rashi and the Ran and the Sefer Batim are saying that Tarid expands Osek to just mental preoccupation, then you're saying you can't do that because you need a real bona fide maisa to say Osek mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. So it's just clear that he's objecting to the line of reasoning of Rashi and the Ran. A second shita on the relationship between Tarid and Osek mitzvah is to say that the din of tarid is not midin osek, but it's midin a kind of mitzayir or a din ptur anos. You're so preoccupied that you won't be able to perform the mitzvah. But it's not because you're engaged in one mitzvah that you're exempt from the other. The Meiri has this shita in our sugya. So for example, he says that bekone says halmana, you're chayiv in Kriyat Shema. He says, you might invoke the mitzvah of osek, you might invoke osek mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. So he says, no, we only say osek b'mitzvah if the recitation of Kriyat Shema will actually prevent him from being boel. Right? And since that's clearly not the case, right, saying Kriyat Shema won't block him from being boel, so you can't invoke osek b'mitzvah. Because the Meiri is very clear that the basis of the exemption is just tarid and not this other din of osek b'mitzvah. The Ravya in Brachos in Simen Nun Vav also has this distinction. And he says that the p'tur of chasan is midin tarid, okay, and that's why it's only going to exempt him from tefillah, debay kavana, and mitfilin, teshayich shichrus v'kalus rosh. Right, since you're preoccupied in the mitzvah being boel, so you could be exempt from tefillin and from tefillah because you need kavanah or because there's levity. And then in the next line he says, and other people say that the p'tur is midin osik mitzvah and you're pater from everything. Okay, so the rabbi is setting it up that if it's midin tarid, you'll only be exempt from things which have this kind of mitzdayer p'tur or onos p'tur. If it's midin osik mitzvah pater and mitzvah, then you'll be exempt from kol mitzvah samuros p'tur. Okay, so it's very clear that the rabbi thinks that these are two separate categories. Third shita on the relationship between midin osik mitzvah and tirda is quoted in the Rashba and Brachos and Dafid Aleph b'shem Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon says that in order to be pater, you need both osik mitzvah pater and a mitzvah, and you need tarid tirda to mitzvah. Perhaps what Rav Haigon is, and the Rashba is adamant that this is not true. It's sufficient to have either or. But it seems like Rav Haigon is suggesting that it's not enough to be either physically preoccupied or mentally preoccupied to invoke osik mitzvah pater and a mitzvah, but you need a super osik. You need to be both mentally preoccupied and physically preoccupied in order to say that you're pater mina mitzvahs. This could also be the shita of the Rambam, because if you look in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Kriyas Shema, it's clear the Rambam is invoking Tarid for the Patur Chasan. In the next Halacha, the Rambam invokes Osek Mitzvah Pater mina Mitzvah. Okay, so it could be that the Rambam thinks that you need both of these dinim together. You need that you're considered Osek B'Mitzvah together with the fact that you're actually mentally preoccupied with the performance of the mitzvah. Okay.
How would the Rambam in the Gemara where says that the Sar B'Chasan is equivalent to Tarid's Nesabiyam? It's clearly the Gemara is assuming that just Tirda alone is sufficient unless it has...
But you need Tirda, the end of the Maskana seems to be that you need Tirda the mitzvah.
The Maskana said Gemara, though, Tirda is the mitzvah, it's not that he's actually Osef the mitzvah, it is still the equivalent, it just happens to be it's Midbar mitzvah that he's going to be targeted.
I think Rav Haigon learned the Maskana that you need Tirda B'Mitzvah because you need both Osek Mitzvah and... Look, put it differently, why do the Meiri and the Rabia, why do you need Tara B'Dvar Mitzvah? Why do you need Tara B'Dvar Mitzvah if the P'tur is Midin Mitzdayer or Anos? Yeah, so there you needed to say that why we don't force them to be Baili Yisuvi Daite. So the Kamash Mon is that, if you're Mitzdayer B'Dvar Mitzvah, then it's a good P'tur. Right? I think Rav Haigon would just say, no, you need Tara B'Dvar Mitzvah because you need invoke Osek Mitzvah. L'chor, that's how Rashi read the Gemara also.
Can you explain that here that the mitzvah is not like a separate factor from the super mitzvah, but rather just Rav Haigon's way of saying Yef Shalakayim Shneim?
Yeah, you could say, you could read it into Rav Haigon that it's Yef Shalakayim Shneim, but it doesn't seem that way, because it seems that you could have mitzvos that don't need that level of kavana. Right? So it's hard to say that,
right,
it's hard to say that the only factor for Yef Shalakayim Shneim is Tirda.
Right, maybe it's not the only.
Yeah, let's say I'm tarid in bilas mitzvah, but osik mitzvah and tarid. So I'm pater from tzitzis now. It just doesn't seem that tirda is the only is a sufficient criterion for everything. That's why I'm hesitant to say that. So al kol panim, these are three interpretations of the relationship between osik b'mitzvah and the p'tur tirda de chasan. But I want to move on. Now is to the second question about what constitutes tirda de mitzvah. And here we have two ancillary questions. What's going to be considered tirda? And what's going to be considered b'mitzvah? Okay, so let's begin with what's considered b'mitzvah. The Gemara seems to raise this question, machlokas abai v'rava. Rava seems to hold that you need at least tirda de boy lemevil. Right? Now you could see very easily why that's considered tirda de mitzvah, because you're tarred in the actual ma'isa bia. But Abaye has a chiddush that even tirda de lo boil is considered tirda de mitzvah. Right, so how could you say you're preoccupied in the mitzvah from the fact that you're not performing it? Seems like a very big chiddush. Tosos points out that actually is Abaye shita, that Abaye holds that tirda de lo matzi boil chashiv tirda de mitzvah. Kivan shetar b'masha ina yachal lasos mitzvah. Right, so not being able to do a mitzvah is itself considered tar b'dvar mitzvah. The Rivash quoted in the Shidma Kabetzes, and then there's Tshuva from Shinai and Gimel. The Rivash is very unhappy with this Shita of Tosfos. And he's Mechadesh that it must be that you're Tarid b'mashalo ba'al b'rishon v'sheni. You're preoccupied with the fact that you weren't boil in the past. Why does he say this? Because Tirda de lo boil b'shabbos, since if there's no mitzvah to be boil on Shabbos, which is a Bayashita, you can't be boil on Shabbos, because that's the equivalent of being mitzdayer but you're not wearing tefillin on Shabbos. So that doesn't, that's not tarid bim mitzvah. Right, that's tarid in nothing. Torah says you can't be bowl on Shabbos. Torah says you can't wear tefillin. So if you're mitzvah, you can't wear tefillin on Shabbos. So that's considered tarid bidvar mitzvah. So he says the chiddush must be that it's mitzvah biyom rishon v'sheni. That when it was a mitzvah, he wasn't bowel. So the Rivash has his own chiddush, right, which is that being tarid about a past mitzvah is itself considered tarid bidvar mitzvah. Tosus doesn't want to say that. Tosus l'chora holds that you need something present. But how would Tosus defend himself from the Rivash's objection? So the Ritva actually answers this kasha of the Rivash. And he says that you have to distinguish between tarud b'maisa mitzvah and a case where the mitzvah is goremes tirdasa. So he says, if you need tarud b'maisa mitzvah, then you don't have it on Shabbos when it's tarud d'lo bayil. Because there's no maisa mitzvah being bowl on Shabbos. But if it's sufficient that mitzvah is goremes tirdaso, that the cause of his tirda is a mitzvah, an abstract mitzvah, then you could even have it in the case of the lo bayil b'Shabbos. Okay, so the Ritva's chiddush is that we'll say tarid bidvar mitzvah even when you're dealing with an abstract mitzvah which doesn't have any concretion at this time. Whereas the Rivash seems to hold that you need tirda on a concrete mitzvah, even if it's a past concrete mitzvah.
Concrete.
No, you're tarred on that you didn't perform the mitzvah yesterday. So you're tarred on the maisa mitzvah of yesterday's bia.
I thought the Ritva was answering the kasha
of the Rivash. On Tosos.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is that is not the
not explicitly, way. But he's justifying how you could hold that.
How you can hold that this that not being able to have bia on Shabbos is the equivalent of
tier
to
the mitzvah.
The same thing.
Why it is tier to the mitzvah.
To be wearing film.
Right.
What is the difference?
Well, he's saying that he would acknowledge that the case of tefillin would be tarid bidvar mitzvah.
Oh, so still the problem of why tefillin isn't tarid bidvar mitzvah.
No, because the tefillin case is only problematic if you hold that you need a concrete mitzvah. There's no concrete mitzvah wearing tefillin on Shabbos. But the concept of wearing tefillin is a mitzvah even on Shabbos. Right, so if you're tarid about the mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos, that's a tarid bidvar mitzvah. If you're tarred about the fact that you're not wearing tefillin on Shabbos, that's not tarred bidvar mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of tefillin is still goremes l'tirdasa. That's his. I think the Ritva would say in Echanami, according to Tosaf, if you're tarred about tefillin on Shabbos, that's tirda the mitzvah, because it's an abstract mitzvah, even though it doesn't inhere on during this case of Shabbos. So you have this machlokas between the Rivash and Tosos, with the Meiri's potential defense for the Shita of Tosos. What?
The Ritva.
The Ritva. Oh, sorry, the Ritva. The Ritva's defense. Good. A third Shita, maybe on what's defined as a mitzvah, maybe the Shita of the Radvaz, quoted in the Shita Mukubetzes. The Radvaz suggests that Lefi Shita Sabaye. Is a third shita on what would be considered tirda b'mitzvah. Right, so you have Tosos that you have the Rivash that it could be a past mitzvah, and you have the Ritva along with Tosos that it could be an abstract mitzvah. Then you have the suggestion of the Radvaz that according to Abaye, it seems hard to be magdir this, but he thinks that Abaye would concede the point that an avel who's mitztayer al meso is pater min ha-mitzvos. I think that is considered tarid b'dvar mitzvah. So it's hard to imagine this, but it sounds like that. If you think that the Radvaz agrees to the conventional read of the Gemara, when there's no mitzvah to be tarid on the mace. The mitzvah is to show nihugi avelos, like Rashi says. But it sounds like the very fact that you're engaged in a mitzvah of avelos and you're mitztayer on something that's associated with avelos, the death of the relative, that's sufficient to say you're tarid b'dvar mitzvah. Right, so it sounds like any time you have a loose connection between your actual tirda and the mitzvah that you're engaged in, that's where you're tarid b'dvar mitzvah. It seems like a big chiddush, but that seems to be what the Radvaz would suggest for Abaye. So that's the other possibility here is to say, but this doesn't shed any light on tarid bidvar mitzvah, is that Abaye just abdicates the notion that you need tarid bidvar mitzvah, and even tirid de reshus is a patur. So I think the footnotes in the Shita Mekubetzes, the Mosad Rav Kook Shita Mekubetzes, say that according to the Radvaz, Abaye would concede the case of tavas finasa bayam as well. And then it would come out that you don't need any mitzvah for Abaye, it's just a Torah mitzvah. Maybe there's a way of showing that that's tirda didvar mitzvah, according to the advaz, according to something we'll see later, b'shem rabbeinu tam. Okay, but we'll hold off on that for now. Okay. Good. So the second question we have to ask in the hagdara of tarid b'bar mitzvah is, what's considered tarid? What's considered being preoccupied? So there are a number of dinim in the Rishonim that shed light on this question. The first is, how long do you have to be puttered, or how long could we consider you tarud such that you're puttered from Kriyat Shema? So the Rambam in Kriyat Shema Parak Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Rambam is very clear that after 4 days, we say Niskara Daito, right? He's no longer considered tarud. So even if he wasn't Boel, he's now Chayiv in Kriyat Shema after these four days are passed. The Radvaz in the Shidduch Kebetzes and the Meiri both quoted Deya that, no, your putter calls man shalom boil. So the Chora, the simplest interpretation here, is that the Radvaz and the Meiri agree that Niskara Daito after 4 days, right? You can't compare the first 4 days when the Chasson is not boil, where there's an expectation that he will be, to a month or 2 months or 3 months or a year later. And so there's definitely an element of Niskara Daito. But they just hold that any form of Tirda for the mitzvah is sufficient to be putter. Okay, so they might argue here about the shear of tirda that's required. The Rashba has an in-between shita. The Rashba holds that within the first 4 days, you're always pater. After 4 days, you're pater im hudi'uhu. Right? If they tell you that you're going to be boil on this night, sounds like in the times of the Rashba, or at least what he's assuming times of the Gemara, it wasn't that the chasm was with the kala once they get married. Right? It sounds like the family of the kala would only give her over to the chasm at some point to be boil. So they would tell the chasm, no, we're giving her over tonight, and you're going to be boil. So if hodiyu, that this is the night of the bia, so then he's potter that night. Okay, so you might say that again. I'll pi the Rambam that for sure there's niskara daito as time goes on, right? But hodiyu intensifies the kind of tirda that he has. Okay, so it's not the same level as in the first 4 days where you have an absolute tour, but it's quasi tirda, which is sufficient. Rabbeinu Manoach just also quotes the Ravid that even within the first four days, if you know that you're not going to be Boel, if she's a Nida or if she's a Chola, then you don't have the Ptur Mikriya Shema at all. Okay, so there's no, even though you may be contemplating the Bila later on, if you know you're not going to be Boel that night within the first 4 days, there's no Ptur of Tirda. Okay, so those are four Shitos, the Rambam, the Radvaz, the Rashba, and the Ravid, on how long you have to be Boel. A second din in the Rishonim is, what about the Ptur Mikriya Shema Bayom? Okay, so the assumption is they're only going to be Boel Balayla. So does your Bia Balayla exempt you from Kriya Shema Bayom? So Rabbeinu Manoach is Medayik from the Rambam that you have an exemption even during the day. Rabbeinu Manoach himself disagrees, and the Miriam Brachos also seems to disagree. Right, since B'nai Yisrael are Kedoshim, they're not contemplating the Bia Bayom. So how can you say that there's a Ptur of Tarid Bayom if Yisrael are Kedoshim Heim? So the Chora, what the Rambam would reply is what the Meiri actually says, is that even if there's no Hesach Hadas Bayom, sorry, even if there is Hesach Hadas, right, you're not thinking about it, nonetheless, there's Tirdas Halev. Right, there's like some sort of unconscious preoccupation with the Tirdas Bia. So you might say the machlokas between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Manoach here is whether to invoke the Ptur Tirda, you need actual Tirda Sadas, where you can't think about something else, or it's enough to talk about Tirda Salev, which is a lower level of distraction. Third Dian in the Rishonim is, what about Achar HaMaisa Bia, after the Bila? The Radvaz Neshit HaGabetas Medayik from the Gemara that you're Chayiv in Kriya Shema that night after your Boel. Ha'aros in the Meiri are Medayik from the Meiri that your Pater Bozo Alayla. It's not clear where the Ha'aros and the Meiri got that from in the Meiri. Does anybody agree with the Ha'aros' Dia? What? Yeah, we said this in Shir also, right? So, does anybody agree with that reading of the Meiri? Right, it says Meoso Alayla Veilach Yerchayev. So Meoso Alayla seems to include it.
Yeah.
Very Shver Dia.
Which Meiri do you have? You have the
Schreiber one.
I think the Machanam Or Ha'aros is exactly the opposite.
What?
I think the Machanam Or Ha'aros and Meiri say that you're the opposite.
Really?
I'll check.
They're just competing with each other.
It could be that the whole thing is based off a misreading of the Ha'aros, though. Because the...
Because
the Aros might be referring to the sheet of the Meiri, not their... Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the sheet of their Advaz. What?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Also, the first time I read it, I thought...
But it's not, then why is it Shalokir Advaz? They say Shalokir Advaz, Sha'achar Amaysa Chayv Ha'apel Salayla.
Right, maybe like that.
Either the Aros misread their Advaz, or they misread the Meiri. Well, it's a bigger limud chus that the Aros on the Meiri should get the Meiri right and the Radvaz wrong. They get the Radvaz right and the Meiri wrong. So it's not clear. I'm not sure about this one. Even if you want to say there's a machlokas about this, would you say that the p'tur is because there's a tirda after the be'ila? Right, I don't know. It's hard to say that there's tirda after the be'ila. So it's not clear what the p'tur would be based on, even if you want to invoke it. Right. So I'm not really sure about this last nafkamina. Okay, so Al-Kopanim, you have three discussions here in the Rishonim that seem to shed light on what's Mugdar as Tirda. Okay, what about after Niskara Daito of 4 days? And what about Bila Bayom? I just neglected to mention that there's a Shita of Rashi in Machzor Vitri and Sefer Apardes and Sefer Ura, where Rashi says that you're Chayiv both B'Kriya Shema Shel Yom and K'riya Shema Shel Laila, and the only exemption is the Ptur from K'riya Shema Lamita, when I'm a Zikin. So that seems to hold that whatever the tier this I don't know how this works out with Rashi as midin osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah, because it sounds like if it's midin osik mitzvah, then he should have a greater p'tur. But that's a shita of Rashi. But Rashi says you're chayv in kriyash ma b'yom v'layla. The only p'tur is midin is b'kriyash ma alamita. Some of the achronim try to suggest for Rashi that what he means is bizmana zeh, that no one invokes the p'tur chasan. Because local wrote to Lita Las Hashem, so then I guess for Kriya Shema, it's just Al Mazikin or willing to invoke it. Well, the point is, right, it's not really a Chiyiv, so Torah will exempt you from saying it's not really a Chiyiv. But it has the opposite implication. If you hold it as talking about B'tkufas HaGemara, then you're saying that there's no real Torah and mitzvah here to pop you from anything. If you hold that as some of his manazeh, then it really mikra didn't shapat you from everything. It's just his manazeh can pat you from nothing, from mazikin. So it cuts in the opposite direction if you take that chiddush of the achronim. Okay, so that's about tirda bidvar mitzvah. Now we can move on to a question of osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Okay, just a few haros that we made in shir, and maybe just add something briefly. It seems that broadly speaking, there are two ways to understand osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Okay, the first way is to look at it in terms of chumra and kula and mavir and ala mitzvos, meaning that just like we have a klal of ein mavir and ala mitzvos, so too, once you're engaged in the mitzvah, you're not allowed to leave that mitzvah for something else. Okay, but if this is the consideration, then maybe something like the relative chumra and the kula of the mitzvah, such that you're engaged in a mitzvah kala, and now you want to leave the mitzvah kala for a mitzvah chamura, so you might say that that's a stronger consideration than just ein mavir nala mitzvos. Right? So osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah is just an instance of ein mavir nala mitzvos. But if you have something that could override ein mavir nala mitzvos, then you would leave this mitzvah for another mitzvah. Okay, that's one way of looking at osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Some shitos that shed light on this view are, for example, the Aruch Laner's Diyun in Sukkah Daf Chaf Hei, where he seems to suggest, initially, that if you're Osteik B'mitzvah Drabanan, you won't be Potter from Mitzvah Deoraisa. Okay? So here, if the second mitzvah is more Chamer, you'll leave the first mitzvah which you're engaged in. Or perhaps another Shita, the Gilyoni Ashas B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, where you need also some sort of parallel, some sort of congruence between the two mitzvos, where he seems to suggest that if you're osik with mitzvah sasei shezman grama, then you'll only be potter from another mitzvah sasei shezman grama. Right? Where you need the various mitzvahs to be of a similar kind in order to invoke the p'tur of osik with mitzvah. Perhaps a third shita, the position of Tosos in Sukkah, that if it's efshar l'kayim shneim, so then you're chayiv to engage in both of them. Right? The point is that you only can invoke this p'tur of ein mavir nala mitzvos if it actually requires you to be mavir nala mitzvos. But if you could be mekayim shnehem b'shofi, then you're chayiv to be mekayim shnehem. Perhaps there's another way of looking at the whole din of osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. And here the point is that we're looking at the whole structure of mitzvos holistically. Where the Torah is not telling you to try to be mekayim as many mitzvos as possible, but the Torah tells you that you should be engaged in melech ha-shamayim. And insofar as you're engaged in a single mitzvah, whatever kind of mitzvah that may be, that's engaged in melech ha-shamayim. And who's to say that the requirement of some other mitzvah could impede on the thing that you're in, the melech ha-shamayim that you're engaged in right now? You're looking at mitzvos holistically. Where the point is not to run from mitzvah to mitzvah, but to mekayim melech ha-shamayim.
Sounds like one.
What?
Sounds like the first approach.
Sounds like the first approach? Who agrees with Josh?
Okay then. I guess it doesn't.
Yeah. Is anybody? I could try to make it a little. Maybe the nafkamina will bring out the differences. If that's all right. Yeah. Looks like you stayed out too late. Looks like you stayed out too late, Motzei Shabbos. Yes. Yeah. What are some nafkamina to this view? The Ran, for example, in Sukkah, Ran has a shita. I'm just joking because we were at the same gas station.
Yeah. Gas station.
It was like late Moshe Shabbos, yeah. Right? Yeah. So the
you were also.
Yeah.
Don't blame us on you.
Okay. So the Ran the Ran in Maseches Sukkah, countering the view of Tosos, the Ran says that even if you're osek b'mitzvah, even if it's efshar l'kayim shneim, you're not chayiv to engage in the second mitzvah. Right? What could possibly justify that shita? Why would you not be obligated to do the second mitzvah just because you're engaged in one right now? So the Ran himself says in the end of that piece, he says, given the osek b'melech ha-shamayim, right? Since you're engaged in the work of shamayim right now, so there's no obligation to go ahead and perform the other mitzvah. Another nafkamina, perhaps, this is a little trickier, is the shita of the Ritva in Sukkah. We're answering the question as to why you need a chiddush of osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. He answers that every other mitzvah is now considered like a reshus relative to your mitzvah that you're engaged in. As the Torah actually tells you, it's not about the objective chashivos of this mitzvah versus that mitzvah. That's not the way to look at mitzvahs when you're cheshbening osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. The fact that you're osik in a mitzvah, that creates a zika between you and this mitzvah. Only this mitzvah exists for you right now. No other mitzvah is consequential. Right, so once again, it seems like the ritzvah is building into the structure of osek mitzvah that whatever mitzvah you're engaged in, that's considered your melech ha-shamayim. And you discard everything that's not immediately present to your melech ha-shamayim. A third nafkamina, this is much stronger, is will you invoke osek b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah for hechsherim? Let's say you're not even engaged in a ma'aseh mitzvah. So, for example, Rashi in Sukkah gives the example of Shluchei Mitzvah. Rashi says, "Kigon holech lekabel pnei rabo berega." And you might say that holech lekabel pnei rabo itself is only a machshir of the mitzvah of being mekabel pnei rabo. Are you on your way to perform the mitzvah? So, who says that a machshir of a mitzvah is sufficient to invoke osek mitzvah patur min mitzvah? And that's what Rashi gives us the example of Shluchei Mitzvah. Another nafkamina would be, what about if you're just engaged in something that's quasi-defined as melech ha-shamayim, but you're not engaged in a ma'aseh mitzvah? So it's similar, but we're not talking about machshirim. So the Gemara in Sukkah gives the example of kosvei stam, people who are writing sifrei Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah, or kigon mochrei tcheles, right, so these are the people who work at Eichler's. So it's not clear that you're and the Gemara says kigon utigreim betigrei tigreim. And not only the people who are writing them, you might say that writing a Sefer Torah is a mitzvah, writing tefillin is a mitzvah. Right, but certainly selling them secondhand or selling tchelas is not a ma'aseh mitzvah. And yet the Gemara seems to say that kosvei stam, v'tigrei tigreim, and mochrei tchelas are p'tur min ha-mitzvos. Right? So how do you have the p'tur of osek mitzvah? So it sounds like even from melech ha-shamayim we're gonna invoke this in this principle. Another example, and this may shed light on the Ha'aros from the Shita Mekubetzes B'Shitas Abaye as to why Tavas V'Nasa Bayam might be Tirda B'Dvar Mitzvah. Maybe. The Ravya in Masechet Shabbos in Daf Kuf Tzadiches, so the Ravya there is in that Daf, the Simin Kuf Tzadiches. So there the Gemara says that someone is someone who's going out for a trip that's the Rishus, so can't travel within 3 days of Shabbos. But if you're going with Dvar Mitzvah, then you're allowed to travel even within 3 days of Shabbos. Why? So some Rishonim say, because Osek B'Mitzvah is Osek B'Mitzvah, whatever mitzvah you're going to do, is going to exempt you from the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, which will be undermined if you're stuck on the ship. Okay, that's how some Rishonim read that. So, yeah. So the Ravi Kotzer Ben Tam was very bothered. He says, so Masam Chinon, all the merchants today, that they travel within 3 days of Shabbos. Gemar says you need Tarid B'Dvar Mitzvah. So Ben Tam answers that no, even Schora is considered Tarid B'Dvar Mitzvah. Just like the Gemara says that Yevachiv Lamed is Beno Omanos. And it doesn't seem that there's a Maisa Mitzvah. What's that? It's big Chiddush, right? I think the Zayda might like the Chiddush. Right, even being engaged in Schora, so it's not a Maisa Mitzvah. There's no Mitzvah to engage in Melachto. But with respect to the din of Osek B'Mitzvah, Patron HaMitzvah, this quasi-concept of Schora seems to be sufficient. Okay? Maybe another Nafkamina to show this.
What?
Right, you might say, if there is a mitzvah, the mitzvah is only to teach it. But who said that engaging? Because the Gemara says that if you, like, kol she'enam lamed es b'no omenos, kilom lamdo listos.
Right,
so the generalization is that if you're not engaged in parnasa, you're going to be engaged in isurim.
So the mitzvah not to be engaged in isurim.
Right, so I don't think he means the ma'isa mitzvah, but I think he means that there's some kiyum of malacha shemayim here. Right, if you want to look at it that way. What? What do you mean, Mistama? Anybody who's doing Schora is doing it to support their brother who's learning. So of course it's a Dvar Mitzvah.
If I owned a phone, I would tag my sister.
And I think Masha would be doing Schora.
I'm surprised that you would talk to your sister if she owns a phone.
You tell my mom it's not Schora, I'd talk to her. She would make me talk to her.
Another nafkamina. Another nafkamina, maybe. This is a little trickier. The Gemara says that kigon tigre tigreim are patur min mitzvah. Like I said before, melachas shemayim. So just Rashi on that. Gemara says, what are tigreim? Halochin mehem kidei limkar ulahamtzian litzarech lahem. People who are selling them to give them to people who are going to distribute them to people who need them. What? Well, Rashi adds in lahamtzian litzarech lahem. It doesn't sound like they're trying to make a couple, a nickel off the sale. Right, the reason why they're doing this is because they want to spread mitzvos. Right, so they're not necessarily trying to make a profit. So the Magen Avraham is medayik that it depends what your kavana is. If your kavana in reselling or distributing a tefillin is kidei lahamtzian litzarech lahem, then you could say osek mitzvah patur min mitzvah. But if you're selling the tefillin to make a profit, or you're selling tefillin to make profit, then you can invoke osek mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham is medayik that from this Rashi. So I was just wondering, would you say that kavana is going to determine whether or not you have a kiyum mitzvah? Seems very hard to say that. Like your kavana as to why you're distributing the tefillin is going to determine whether you get tzchar for this thing. So I thought maybe not. L'chor, the point here maybe is with respect to whether you're engaged in Melechah Shemayim, which is what's necessary for Osek Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, that will be determined by your Kavana, by your motivation in doing this. Whereas your actual Kiyum Mitzvah, whatever it is, that might be independent of your Kavana. Especially if you hold Mitzvah Seinu Tzriches Kavana or something like that. So it might be a good way of showing that there's a distinction between our criteria for mitzvahs and our criteria for osek, the mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. Just two more nafkamina is the Aruch Laner in his maskana in Sukkah Daf Chafei. So he ends up saying that based off the overwhelming evidence is that even osek mitzvah drabanan could patur you from mitzvah deoraisa. Right, so initially he tries to say maybe, holach lahakdil panei al berega, maybe that's a mitzvah deoraisa because of lo sasor. What? Well, then he says, or es Hashem lokechatir l'rabos tamine chachamim. This is a big chiddush, right? So then he ends up saying, well, no, maybe it's sufficient to be osek mitzvah drabanan, and that's going to patur you from mitzvah deraisa. So I think this only makes sense if you hold the second view of osek mitzvah, not the view that it's about the chumrah and the kula of the mitzvah, plus mitzvah ba liyadcha atach mitzen, or ein mavir na mitzvahs. And the point is that being osek in a mitzvah drabanan is being engaged in melechah shemayim as well. just the last nafkamina on this view is a sheet of the Ritva, also in Sukkah, where the Ritva is very clear that Osek B'mitzvah, Patim in a Mitzvah, allows you to engage in a Mitzvah Kala right now. You could choose to engage in a Mitzvah Kala even if you know that later on it'll exempt you from a Mitzvah Chamura. Right, so he just seems to be factoring in that even ab initio, when you're deciding which mitzvah to engage in, you're allowed to choose the mitzvah kala, which will block you from later doing the mitzvah chamura. Okay, so that seems to support this view.
You can use these examples for the other view if you just say that in a day I'm not inspiring shal mitzvos, and then everything is going
to be. Beinat yodeh matan tzcharin shal mitzvos requires mitzvos.
Mitzvah derabanan and mitzvah derayzeh was mitzvah.
Very hard to. I think it's very hard to say that. Very difficult to say that. You think that Einat Yudah Matan Sfar and Shal Mitzvos would include Melech HaShemayim, Schora.
No,
I wasn't thinking of all. If I Matan Sfar and Shal Mitzvos, we should all just go and make money. And somebody, you come to Shemayim and they say, how come you're just selling stocks all day? They say, Einat Yudah Matan Sfar and Shal Mitzvos. Ravya and Kuf Sadi Ches of Shabbos. And the bunch says, Netzchuni Banai, Netzchuni Banai. And then you get Olam Haza and Olam Haba of Vas Achas.
I don't think it's for the things that are clearly mitzvos, not just Melech HaShemayim, like Derabanan and Derayzeh.
I think it's much more right.
The Rishon just said, oh, Melech HaShemayim, he didn't say Derabanan Derayzeh, was it Melech HaShemayim?
I think it's much more difficult to say that. But if these don't persuade you, I mean, how do you explain Efshel Kaim Shneim on that view?
I wasn't trying to dismiss the whole.
What?
I wasn't trying to dismiss the whole category.
Oh, you're saying some of these quasi...
Some of the ones that are more on the border, maybe you could say those are better.
So you'd say that the Mishnah and Avos, Beinat Yudah Matan Tzchar, includes even Hechsherim. Beinat Yudah Matan Tzchar Shal Hechsher Mitzvah. I think it's, yeah, perhaps. But you'd have to commit yourself to that kind of a view. Okay, so the strongest raya for this latter approach is our last matter of discussion for today. And that's Osek B'Talmud Torah Patur Min HaMitzvah. The reason why this is a good nafkamina to the question we just posed is because it seems pretty obvious that Talmud Torah is keneged kulam, right? So it seems that in terms of chumras hamitzvah, Talmud Torah should be superior, right? But yet there seems to be a lot of evidence that osek b'Talmud Torah is not patur min hamitzvos. Okay, so I just want to look at this sugya for a minute, and we'll see how it sheds light on our earlier discussion. But what are the actual shitos in osek b'Talmud Torah patur min hamitzvos? So, we pointed out that the Marach or Zerua in Sumin Kuf Pei Gimel seems to say that Osek Mitzvos Talmud Torah is Patur Min HaMitzvos. And in the actual case he's talking about is Tamidim Beveis Rabban, they're considered exempt from Kol HaMitzvos. Now, you might say that's a different case, right? You might say Tamidim Beveis Rabban is not just Osek with Talmud Torah, that's like a higher level of being engaged in Talmud Torah. Right? There's some sort of Maisa Mitzvah there being Beveis Rabban, and that's what exempts you. And some Achronim say that maybe Holech Lilmo Torah, or if you're on your way to learn Torah, that's Patur Min HaMitzvos. Even though the Maisa of Talmud Torah itself is not. Right? So if you have Talmud plus the Maisa, maybe that's sufficient. So you might say Beis Rabban is a Maisa. But barring that discussion, you might say the Marach or Zura holds that Osek B'Talmud Torah is Patur Min HaMitzvos. This seems to be against Gemara and Moed Katan on Daf Tes, some of the Beis. The Gemara there says, Kol chafetzecha lo yishvu ba, yukarehi mufninim. So it says, Kol chafetzecha, right? None of your needs could compare to Talmud Torah, but cheftei shemayim could. So the Gemara says, so if you're osek b'Talmud Torah, and it's a mitzvah she'ief shar la'asot ha'idei acherim, so it seems like you're chayiv to go and engage in the mitzvah. You're chayiv to leave your Talmud Torah. If it's a mitzvah she'ef shar la'asot ha'idei acherim, then you could stay in your Talmud Torah. Okay, so Gemara says that Osek B'mitzvahs Talmud Torah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, depends on E Efshar Lasos or Efshar Lasos Ayideh Acherim. Now, does that Gemara show you that Osek B'mitzvahs Talmud Torah is different from Osek B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah? Does it? Well? So Ramban in Kiddushin is not sure. So it actually depends on how you read that sugya in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Aleph is talking about being osek in a mitzvah versus mitzvahs kibud aveim. And there the Gemara invokes a distinction of osek of efshar la'asos yidei achirim or efshar la'asos yidei achirim. And the Ramban there is mesupa whether the distinction of efshar efshar applies to the osik mitzvah, patur mina mitzvah in general. Okay? So if you hold like the suggestion of the Ramban that every case of osik mitzvah, patur mina mitzvah is banned by efshar efshal asla de'achirim, then there's no difference between osik mitzvah, patur mina mitzvah and Talmud Torah. Right? And you might say, well, you might say that's the shita of the Marach or Zerua, ultimately. But the Rishonim in Moed Katan, they kind of say Miman of Shach. Okay? If you have Efshar Lasos Aydei Achirim and Efshar by Shor Osek Mitzvah, then why do you need a separate Gzeres HaKosov of Kol Chafetzecha Lo Yishvu Ba for Talmud Torah? So that's what the Miri quotes Adeya, where he says that since you would have thought that Kol She Lomed Shalom and As Lasos Noach Lo Shaloha Yanivra Mishanivra, so you would have thought that even if the Mitzvah is Efshar Lasos Aydei Achirim, sorry, you would have thought that even if the mitzvah is efshar lasos aydei achirim, that you should go ahead and engage in the mitzvah. Meaning, you would have thought that there's never a case where Talmud Torah patters you from a mitzvah. Why? Because you would have thought that you always have to noach l'shloi never misha never. Is that clear? Okay, if you hold that ledina, there's a distinction of efshar and efshar for shar mitzvos, why do you need a separate gzeres hakosav by Talmud Torah? So the Miri says, because you would have thought that since Talmud Torah is only kedei lasos, so you would have thought that even in a case of Efshar Lasos Aydei Achirim, that you'd be chayiv to go ahead and do the mitzvah. Tamash Malan, the Talmud Torah is not worse than Shor Osek Mitzvah Patur Mina Mitzvah. The difference is in the Hav Mina. If you hold that the distinction of Efshar and Efshar doesn't apply to Shor Osek Mitzvah Patur Mina Mitzvah, meaning you always say Osek Mitzvah Patur Mina Mitzvah, even when it's Efshar Lasos Aydei Achirim, then why by Talmud Torah do we require you to go ahead and do the mitzvah when it's Efshar Lasos Aydei Achirim? So here, Tamir Ben Yona explain in Brachos, like we suggested in Shir, that since the whole thrust of Talmud Torah is in order to facilitate the Kima Mitzvos, right? So it's a chisaron in your Talmud Torah if you don't go ahead and do the Ma'aseh Mitzvah. Right? It's the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah which is mechayev you to do this. There's an interesting in-between shita. The Ritva and Moed Katan over there in Daf Tes, he seems to say that the Gemara is not telling you what you're obligated to do. The Gemara is telling you what it's mutter for you to do. Right? So the Gemara is not saying that if it's a mitzvah she efshar lasos aydei achirim that you're chayiv to perform the ma'aseh mitzvah. The Gemara is just telling you that you have rishus to go ahead and perform the mitzvah. Okay, this might be the Ritva l'shitaso. That whereas for shar mitzvos, it's usher for you to leave the mitzvah that you're engaged in to perform another mitzvah, the chiddush of the Gemara in Moed Katan is that for Talmud Torah, it's not usher for you to leave the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's no chiv, but it's not usher for you to go ahead and do it. So maybe, these are three shitos when it comes to osik mitzvah, Talmud Torah, patur mina mitzvos. I just thought you could suggest another view of why osik with Talmud Torah would be chayiv to be engaged in the mitzvah. It's parallel to what we were suggesting in Shir. But maybe the point is not that it's a chisaron in your mitzvah of Talmud Torah if you don't do the maisa. Chas v'shalom, that should be a chisaron in your Talmud Torah if you don't do a maisa mitzvah. But maybe the point is that you see that built into the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the notion of being osek b'mitzvos. Meaning there's no such category as being defined as osek b'Torah such that you don't have to do a mitzvah. Where do you see this? To give you two examples, the Rishonim are all bothered by the concept of hefsek bebirchas haTorah, right? Why is your bracha in the morning exempt you for Talmud Torah all day? Right? After all, you're doing other things. So Rishonim give different answers. One of the big kashas is that it's also lahar her b'divrei Torah in a besakise b'samerchatz. Right? And if it's also lahar b'divrei Torah b'besakise b'samerchatz, then anybody who goes in should be chayv to make a new birchas haTorah when he comes out. And some Rishonim say this explicitly. At any time it's usher to do a mitzvah somewhere, you're chayav to make a new birchas mitzvah. It's a vadei hefsek when you come out. So how do you answer how we paskin where you don't make a new bracha? Any suggestions? You make a new bracha when you walk out of Beis HaMerchatz? You mahar b'divrei Torah? What? You're not allowed to be lo made hilchos based on merchatz. What? Well, hora is only if it's lafrushe me shup me surah. The Gemara says lafrushe me surah shiny. Okay, so Sefer Agur says, not that you're lomei the mitzvos there, but he says, since there are dine mitzvah, dine kinuach v'chadome, that are shayich in the base of Akisei, base of Merchat, so it's not considered a hefsek in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Now, the difference between what you're suggesting and what I'm suggesting, b'shem the Sefer Agur, is that you're trying to smuggle it back into the categories of hir hor b'divrei Torah, that are mutter. But the Sefer Agur is saying is that the very fact that there are dine Torah, there are dinim that apply in the base of Merchat, that's already not a hefsek in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Right, so the Birchas HaTorah carries you through. So you might say what the Sefer Agur is getting at is that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah itself includes the engagement in the mitzvahs. Okay, another place where you see this idea is perhaps in the Girsa of the Bracha of Lasok B'Divrei Torah, where the Rishonim all ask, why is it Lasok B'Divrei Torah? Maybe it should be Al Divrei Torah. So some Rishonim just say very nicely that the Lashon of Lasok is to include even the Maisa Mitzvah that you're going to perform. Right? To engage in Divrei Torah covers both Limud HaTorah and the Maisa Mitzvahs. Right? Once again, you see that there's no real distinction between the categories, such that you could say, I'm Osuk B'Divrei Torah to exempt me from Shar Mitzvahs. So what we were suggesting in Shir was that it would be a Chisaron in your Talmud Torah not to perform the Mitzvahs. You may say that. I'm saying you could say it a little more mildly, not that it's a Chisaron, but that since the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah includes Esek by Mitzvah, like the bracha and the Inyan Hefsek, so you can't say I'm asik in Talmud Torah to the exclusion of shar kiyum shar mitzvos. Rabbi Chanan has a bit of a different solution to this problem, which is along these lines, where he just says that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not chal whenever you have other things that impinge upon it. So he says whenever you have a chiyum mitzvah, there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah in that scenario. Rabbi Chanan also says it. What? Really? Okay, very good. I thought he was famous for the Kilas Yaakov. Okay. So Rabbi Chanan says, for example, he says also, and Eli, this one's for you again, he says, just like somebody who's osik b'malachto is not considered being mevatel divrei Torah, because the chiv of Talmud Torah is not chal on somebody who is osik b'malachto, he says, so too, if somebody has a mitzvah that's conflicting with his Talmud Torah, the chiv of Talmud Torah is not chal there. But once again, you see this idea at least that there's some complementarity between
so
the mitzvah.
Another half about being Osik and another mitzvah is for you.
What?
Another half about being Osik and another mitzvah is for you.
I don't know what you meant. What do you mean? Now explain to me afterwards.
Turn off
the recording.
Okay,
maybe I'll
tell you. Maybe this one should go away.
I mean, there's no chi of Talmud Torah when you're engaged in such things. But the chora, what you see here again is that why this relates to our earlier question is that it's true that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is probably more chamor than shar mitzvos. But you see from the fact that Talmud Torah doesn't exempt you from shar mitzvos, even though it's more chamor, there's this idea that Torah you're telling that there's like a holistic view of how you're supposed to engage in mitzvos. And the point is, just like when you have one mitzvah in front of you, that's to the exclusion of shar mitzvos, built into this holistic picture of how mitzvos are supposed to interact with each other, is that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah doesn't exempt you from shar mitzvos. That's built into how you're supposed to calibrate your division of time between the mitzvos. So Mela Al-Kain, we don't say Osek with Talmud Torah is Pater Min HaMitzvos. Because I think on Wednesday, Rabbi's going to give on Mitoch. That's the next sugya. I'm Adigas Chametz. Oh yeah, from Shmaya Rabbi Akiva Atlas. So everybody should enjoy their limud of Maseches Beitza next Wednesday.